This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got fishy business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Are you talking about how the Bears had 10 days off between games after their two best passing performances and the first play from scrimmage against an all-blitzing defense was to let a blitzer come free?
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez. Cheesecake Constable.
Cheesecake Constable.
As they're calling her in the Twitch stream. She is Kate Constable. Maybe if I throw that in there, it'd be better. Filling in for Raheem Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. And our next guest joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Kevin Fishbane hanging out with us today. CircaLasVegas.com. And of course, this segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons, your trusted local experts for heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electric, and generators. Kevin, happy new year, brother. Hopefully everything's going well for you. Welcome to the show.
Happy new year. Happy Friday. Happy Bears playoff Friday.
I know. We're trying to take a positive spin on the show today, Kev. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, the Bears defense, how's it going to hold up? Or, you know, maybe you know, the offense or whatever is going up. But I want to take the positive approach to this weekend's game, to the playoffs that are upcoming. So that's just so you know, that's the mindset that we're, that Kate and I have been in this whole show. So when we're talking about this Bears game, specifically on Sunday, you know, I feel like the Bears season itself has been defined by, you know, a number of close wins, right? Whether it's block kicks by Josh Blackwell against the Raiders or come from behind victories against the Packers. When you look back at this season, have you found a common theme or a common thread for this Bears squad?
Yeah, the fourth quarter magic is probably it, that they've had all these games where it's come down to the final minute or two, and there are two games that they didn't pull off, or three, I guess, if you count the opener, and the rest they did in somewhat incredible fashion. And then the other thing is just the takeaways. The takeaways on one side and the not giving the ball away on the other side. The fact that they are tops in the league in both categories, it's pretty remarkable, and it's kind of been the hallmark of what they've been able to do to win that turnover ratio week in and week out. That helps explain the 11 wins. So, yeah, I think late game magic and winning that turnover margin, which is kind of an ironic game because if you remember Ben Johnson's opening press conference, he talked about how the league has changed and quarterback passing numbers, passing EPA is more important than turnover ratio. And here the Bears are, and obviously their quarterback has improved a lot, but they're tops in the league in turnover ratio as opposed to quarterback play.
So, Kevin, how sustainable is that in the postseason? Like, sure, you can have a bunch of takeaways when you're playing the Browns and Shedeur Sanders, but as the competition week in and week out, assuming that the Bears can make a deep playoff run, like, is that something that is as sustainable as we've seen it become in the regular season?
Well, the thing about takeaways is it, you know, statistically, it is not sustainable year over year. right? Like, you can go through plenty of teams that led the league in takeaways 1 year. They are a fickle thing, especially fumble recoveries. There's a lot of luck involved there. But within a season, there is that whole idea of it being contagious. And you could go back and look at TJ Edwards' pick six to start the game last week. So I do think it is something that has been this team's mantra. It's been the thing that they've kind of hung their hat on. So, yeah, I do think they could find a way to do it against obviously really good competition. But what I think is going to be really important if they want to continue that is they've got to find a pass rush. Like, they have one QB hit in four of the last five games. Now, the outlier is the 13 or 15 quarterback hits they had against Cleveland, which was the most they'd had like in 25 years. But of every other game, just one time. Like, they hit Jordan Love once. They hit Jalen Hurts once. They hit Brock Purdy once. Like, you have to find a way to get to the quarterback in these postseason games to help your team get takeaways. The Bears 9-0 this season when they force at least two takeaways. So, like, there's your ingredient. There's your recipe to victory. But it helps if the opponent's on third and long or second and long, and that requires stopping the run. And a lot of things the Bears haven't necessarily been good at, and the takeaways have saved them more often than not. But, I mean, it is their best chance. They have to find a way to keep it up. Will it be sustainable next year? No, but can they find a way to make it a thing in the playoffs as well and keep rolling, keep riding this turnover wave? I think it's possible.
Yeah, 3rd and 17 because of a sack sounds a lot better. It puts team in a funky situation, allows Dennis Allen to get those guys up to the line and, you know, give them some unique looks on defense. They certainly need to do that. They've gotten so close. Like, you saw the game against the Niners. Brock Purdy had that miraculous throw on the second touchdown where he juked Austin Booker, then stepped in to throw the ball to Kyle Juszczyk. And it's plays like that where they're so close. And, you know, speaking of the Niners game, Kevin, I was there. I was in San Francisco. And it seemed like everyone felt so positive following the loss. What do you think it is that gives the Bears the confidence that despite the loss, you know, that they feel good going up against teams like the Packers and the Niners in the playoffs?
It's a fascinating thought exercise, Gabe, because I think people, fans of the Bears, observers of the Bears, like, everything was pretty positive, similar to that loss in Lambeau, because, like, okay, clearly they can play with the league's best. You went in that locker room, you went to that press conference, it was not positive. Like, those guys were ticked off that they didn't win the game, and that's a good thing, right? You don't want them coming out of there being like, well, at least we almost beat them. Like, they were upset because they felt that they gave one away. They felt that they had a chance and they couldn't finish off the 49ers. And I just think where the Bears are at in this arc, in this narrative, is right now they are still in the category of people don't really believe in them. They haven't been in this spot in so long. So when they go out to on the road to play a 49ers team and they have to suddenly put up 40 points just to win, and they are 2 yards away from doing so, it's easy for us to come out of there and be like, wow, like, look where this team is at. Now, you look at Buffalo, for example. If the Bills lose a game in the regular season 45-41, that's not the narrative in Buffalo, right? Fans are not happy because they've already gone over that obstacle. They have arrived. They are a team that is supposed to contend for Super Bowls year in, year out. So they're not, you know, they're not feeling good after a high scoring loss. Here, it's so rare. We couldn't believe it happened, and it proved that this team belongs. So I thought, like, one of the best things about this team was sitting there after the game in the press conference room and seeing how frustrated Ben Johnson was and how frustrated Caleb Williams was. It's like, okay, these guys have this belief that they can win any game, and this was one that they felt like they could win, and they're not happy. And that's a really important sign of where this franchise is going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You posted, Kevin, on X, an interesting fact that I was not aware of. The Bears have not won a season finale at Soldier Field since 2007. Oh, wow. And you did caveat that they've only played four season finales at home, but they did lose them all. So is that in the back of Bears' minds? Is that in the back of Ben Johnson's mind? And if they do win on Sunday, how do you see that playing out?
Hopefully it's in the back of nobody's mind, because it's an incredibly meaningless stat that I just like. I was just sitting there, Kate, like going through like my years in the beat, and I'm thinking like, okay, season finale. Have I covered a win? I'm like trying to picture, have I been in a Soldier Field Bears locker room after a week 18 or week 17 win? And I couldn't think of it. So I started going through, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going back 18 years. So it's just like it's a quirky thing with the schedule. And, you know, the Bears historically have requested, and these things are very soft and they don't always work out, but they usually are home around Christmas time. That's something that they've like, that's just kind of been traditional around here, and because of that they're usually on the road for the finale, so that's why they haven't played it now. But what's interesting about those four games, Kate, two of those, 2013 and 2020, were win to get into the playoff games.
Oh,
2013, geez. They famously lost on the Rodgers to Cobb touchdown. 2020, they lost to the Packers and then backed in to the playoffs as the seventh seed, the playoffs that nobody here remembers for good reason. So, again, it was quirky. But, you know, what's funny is for this team has been the Bears team that exorcises all these demons, right? So here's a very meaningless one. But it's one that they could say, all right, here's another one we have knocked off. We have finally won a final game of the season at home.
Yeah, if Ben Johnson doesn't care about 4,000 yards, could you imagine him going back into the almanac and being like, yeah, but I did see a game there that the Bears were trying to get this one. It's going to be tough, but I think you're right. I think we all, I mean, geez, the fact that you talked about those were wins to get in, Kevin, that doesn't. Tough situations right there to be in. But, you know, obviously this one's different. Bears in the playoffs regardless, and getting healthier, even on the defensive side, right? Obviously, Roma Dunze in offense dealing with their quirks. But over the last several weeks, you know, you've seen guys like Tremaine Edmonds, T.J. Edwards come back for this squad, and, you know, Jalen Johnson continue to get healthier. A lot of people are down on the Bears defense, but I talked about wanting to be positive. What are some reasons to be positive about the Bears defense, especially with health improving for this team?
It can't be worse than last Sunday night. Damn. So you can start there, right? Like, and now this team has done a nice job bouncing back all season long. They haven't lost back-to-back games since the first 2 weeks of the season. I just think they have the coaches have proven that they have what it takes to make these corrections, that you can feel good about them watching that tape from San Francisco and making the corrections to make sure that that doesn't happen again. The problem is that, like, the personnel is what the personnel is. And yes, they're getting healthier. And maybe they get Kyler Gordon back for the playoffs, which would be another boost. But at some point, like, you can't keep sitting here expecting X, Y, and Z to happen if it hasn't happened all year. So what I'll be watching for this team in the playoffs is, can Montez Sweat get on a heater? Like, can he get rolling? Can he give you a two-sack game, maybe a strip sack? Like, he is your best player on that front, and he had a great spurt in the middle in like the third quarter of the season. Like, can he come through? I think Austin Booker's playing at a really high level. Like, you need those guys to make game-changing plays for you. Because I said, the takeaways, I think that wave can continue, but you can't bank on those. You can't rely on those, and you just got to find that game changer up front who can find a way. And I think Montez Sweat is your best option. You go back to that last play in regulation against Green Bay when he just mauled the right tackle on his way to Malik Willis. And that was like the only quarterback hit the Bears had in that game after the first quarter. So, or since the first quarter. So, yeah, I mean, that's what you're looking for from his defense, is they still have guys like Montez Sweat, Jalen Johnson, Byard, Edmonds, Edwards, guys we all know are capable of making big plays. So, you know, the guys are there. So you just want to see them come through, and then just, you know, hoping that the coaching staff is able to make the corrections from a game they'd like to forget.
So the coaching staff has obviously shown they're, you know, can make those types of corrections. But in terms of front office, like, how much credit does Ryan Poles deserve for this season's turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, he deserves a lot. He helped land Ben Johnson, who's been the number one key to this whole thing. The way that he aggressively went and traded for Joe Tooney and traded for Jonah Jackson and signed Drew Dolman, those three guys, that interior is one of the most significant parts of this team's success. You know, Grady Jarrett hasn't been as productive probably relative to the salary, but he's been an important voice in the locker room. Going and finding Sean Wright in April, a signing that most of us kind of, you know, looked past, and seeing what he was able to do. And then you look at the rookies. You look at Ozzie Trapillo, Luther Burden, Colson Love, and Kamenung Guy, serious impact players in big time games. And those are players that Poles drafted. Yes, Ben Johnson was a meaningful figure in all of those moves. I mean, he had his fingers on all of those. But I Poles is the one, you know, making the ultimate call. And I think that if you're going to understandably and fairly blame Poles for the failures of past years, I think he deserves some credit for helping build a roster that has, that won the NFC North.
Where are you at with the, like, when the Bears season will end? You know, there's a lot of people feeling different things, you know, in terms of their optimism, Kevin. What is yours as the Bears head into this final week and then ultimately leading into the playoffs?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, like, I know it's a little bit of a cop-out. Nothing would surprise me, Gabe. Like,
that's not a cop-out. That's a great answer, Kevin.
Yeah, it would not surprise me if they lose next weekend at home to Green Bay or LA or San Francisco, whoever it is. Like, that wouldn't be surprising. It wouldn't surprise me either if they, like, just pulled three wins out of their hat. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. And you said they're getting healthier. If they get Odunze back, they get Kyler Gordon back, and they're just continuing to play better football. Like, Caleb Williams keeps improving. Like, there's, you know, I don't even know if they've played their best game yet on both sides of the football.
Like, you said it earlier, right? You said earlier, yeah, like, they haven't played perfect football.
No, so, like, there's still that chance that they play that perfect game at the right time. So, you know, like, yes, them making Super Bowl would. I don't have that on my bingo card. Like, I still, but the thing is, because of what they've accomplished and what they've done and the position they've put themselves in, they got in the tournament, and it wouldn't surprise me. Just because, like, you can't be surprised by anything this team does anymore, because they have won so many games that you could not believe they found a way to win. So, you know, anywhere from losing in week one to finding a way to get back to Santa Clara, and anywhere in between. I mean, this team is, you know, and it's credit to them that they have found a way. And that's in the playoffs, sometimes it's all it takes is just find a way to get a win. And this team has experience doing that.
That's what makes them one of the most exciting teams in football, because you just don't know. Kevin, I appreciate you hanging out with us today and giving us some of your time, man. Have a happy new year.
All right, take care.
Of course, this segment with Kevin Fishbane is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. And of course, Kevin Fishbane, senior writer over at The Athletic. You can check him out on X at KFishbane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.